The following is a presentation of the World Marketing Association, an online promotion service. Hi, and thank you for joining us today. I'm J.L. Thompson, here with my co-host, Ms. Darlene Witherspoon. We hope you'll enjoy the program, a program filled with relaxing music and informative business topics.
Hi, this is Darlene Witherspoon with a success tip for you. Make the call to action clear. In other words, always let your customers know what you expect of them and what they can expect of you. Whether it is a sale with free shipping or if they purchase $25 or more worth of products or a free promotional offer or item if they attend a local event. You need to make the message clear. Any fine print should always be out in the open so the reader knows any catches, details, or other provisions they have to meet well in advance. Another success tip is to use social networking to your advantage. Facebook is all the rage right now, so be sure to include a reminder to have your email readers click the like for your company on Facebook. You can easily include this link inside the email, so all they have to do is click the icon or link, and it takes them right to Facebook with the option to click on the like button.
Optimizer, speaker, and trainer for entrepreneurs and small business owners, providing solutions to simplifying how to run and growing your business without overwhelm. I've been a small business owner for 20 years, making plenty of mistakes and learning valuable lessons along the way. It wasn't until I sold my business that I had opportunities to work within other small businesses where I discovered a pattern of common mistakes made within small business. These mistakes are the ones that I recognized I made myself, but also observed that a majority of small business owners were making as well. Now it's my passion to teach small business owners just like you the lessons I learned in business so that you too do not have to waste the time, money, and energy learning them the hard way. It's important to understand that mistakes in business threaten your business success. I want for you to start working smarter in business, not harder, because after all, you deserve the life and freedom that being an entrepreneur can provide you with. Here's my list of 15 mistakes that small business owners make. Mistake number one, trying to be the jack of all trades. One of the biggest mistakes when you start out is trying to do it all. Budgets are tight and you can't afford to hire people. But as you grow, remember that you can't do everything. Recognize that you may not be the specialist in finance, taxes, or advertising, and hire the right people to help you. Realize that the amount of time that you are doing these tasks that are not to your ability or are tedious time consumers are taking up time that you could be working on your business instead of in it. Your job as the owner of your business is to be the leader and chief marketer of your business. If you are putting your energy and time toward every task that is needed to run your business, how are you able to put time towards the most important tasks that are necessary to grow your business? This is the difference between a business that succeeds and doesn't. Are you putting time into doing everything or choosing to free up your time from tasks that others can do so you can grow and market your business? Mistake number two. Assuming customers will come to you. Small businesses often make the mistake of assuming that having a great service will automatically bring customers to them. The trouble is, no one can buy from your company if they don't know about you. Budget for marketing expenses, advertise in local newspapers, Send out flyers, create a Facebook page, and get yourself out there as much as you can. Stop staying within the walls of your business and get out and network. No business can hope to succeed in a vacuum. While networking events may often seem like a waste of your time, valuable contacts can be a tremendous asset. Go to as many social events that you can go to, whether they are business related or not. Just talking with others about what you do and handing out your business card is a great way to get the word out about your business. Mistake number 3. Being the business. If your customers are coming in the door or calling on the phone only asking for you, you are the business. Now, this may be the case if you are the only person working in your business at this time, but as you grow, this definitely needs to change. Taking the time to educate your employees about your products and common questions that customers ask is key to eliminating the bottleneck in your business. You. If you are the only one that can answer the questions and provide the service, the day you decide to leave the business for vacation or even to sell, your business will crumble, simply because it is dependent on you. Don't fall into this trap. I did it myself with my business, and when I sold my business because I was the business, the value of my business was very low. All my hard work and dedication to my business was at a loss, simply because the customers wanted only me. Train your employees well and implement systems in your business to free you from being the business. Which leads me to mistake number 4, not having systems. Without systems in your business, you are the business. That means if you want to double the revenue, you need to double the amount of hours that you work. And since you only have so many hours in a day, that limits how fast and how big you can grow. This doesn't sound very attractive to anybody, and fortunately, there is a better way. By automatically delegating and systemizing, you gain leverage, which is the key to creating and scaling a high-growth business. By implementing systems, you'll be able to pass on tasks and responsibilities in your business easily and effortlessly. Systems are the process of what happens in order to get a particular result. So as an example, what process needs to happen when a customer makes a return? I know this is something that's really simple, but everything requires a system. So write down the step-by-step process that is needed to be taken for this action, and your employee will not have to figure out the process on their own or call you on your day off just to do a simple return. I cannot stress enough about systems. They will save you and your business from staying stuck. Start by writing down the steps that you do for everything in your business. Even if you don't have employees, this is necessary in order to bring employees in and avoid mistakes in the future. If you're a service-based business, you can also create systems for how you work with clients, do follow-up calls, etc. Have templates, outlines, and checklists for everything you do. The consistency that you will receive with this will not only benefit you, but your customers will receive consistent work from you and keep coming back again and again. The time to write your systems is when you are just starting your business. Waiting too long after your business is established will make implementing systems a time-consuming task. It can be done, but starting today by writing down the steps that you take to do everything in your business, especially the routine tasks, is the best place to start. Start today. I can't stress that enough. Mistake number 5, no plan or written goals. There is an old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Developing a strategy and having a plan to achieve goals is critical to any organization's success. Large or small, every business needs a plan. Devoting time at least once a year to review your strategy and goals helps to ensure the business is moving intently in the planned direction. When you know your goals, you also can stay focused. Most likely you're a person that has many ideas and you may get offered a lot of projects or new ideas. By knowing the direction that you are heading and the goals that you want to reach, you make much better decisions whether to pass on or engage in certain tasks or projects. This will prevent you from going in several different directions and getting nowhere in your business. You can easily achieve your goals by simplifying your goal process. After you determine your yearly goals, break the year into 4 90-day plans. This can really help with seeing that achieving your goals is possible with simple steps. Mistake number 6, not knowing or marketing towards your ideal client. It is all too often that I see or hear advertising that is not targeted to a specific group of people. When this happens, the person listening, whether they are your ideal client or not, doesn't even know that you could provide a product or service for them, simply because you are not speaking their language. Then you, the business owner, get frustrated because your marketing isn't working and you give up. The problem with the situation is that most likely you are not marketing to your ideal client. Your ideal client is the client that is willing to buy from you, pay your prices, and values the product or service that you offer. Everyone is not going to fall into this category. It's time you sit down and write down who your ideal client is so that when you do your marketing, you know that exact wording that you should say to get your ideal client's attention. I provide a worksheet on my website to determine your ideal client. On this worksheet, I provide the questions that you need to ask in order to get into the mind of your ideal client and speak their language. I will give you my website at the end of this list, and it's also on the front of the CD. Understand that when you let go of your less than ideal clients, there'll be room for your ideal client in your schedule. Who would you rather fill your schedule with and work with? I mean, think about it. Why would you want to be wasting your time on people that suck the energy from you and the passion that you have in your business? And also, now that you know who your ideal client is, you don't have to work so hard to convince someone that is less than ideal to buy your product. It's a win-win situation. Mistake number 7, taking any and all clients. Keeping clients that drain you, always asking for discounts, and abusing your services are not serving you. So why are you keeping them? Most likely because it's too hard to say no, or that you will take any pay that you can get. As hard as it may sound, letting go of a less than ideal client is good for both you and the client. When you are not working at your best due to being drained, you are not able to offer what it is that you do at 100%. That is not fair to you or the client, so go through your list of clients and determine who are not your ideal, specifically those that you dread working with, and let them go. You could increase your prices, and they will most likely naturally leave on their own, or have a discussion with them that you are not the right fit for them, and maybe offer them a different resource to go to is also another option. There might be a little discomfort in this process, but I guarantee you that you will feel 100 pounds less of stress leave you when you let go of clients that are not your ideal. Once you do the worksheet to determine your ideal clients, you will know immediately if a client is right for you or not, almost immediately when you talk to them. And you can make that decision right then and there if you're going to work with them or choose to go forward. And because you are marketing in the language of your ideal clients, those will be the majority of people that you are attracting. Mistake number 8, not having boundaries between home and business. There is no doubt that running a business can take up a lot of your time, especially in the early years of business. But if you do not create a boundary between work and home life, your family and home life will suffer. Establish a time that you decide to end your business day and go home and stick to it. As much work as you think you may have, the truth is that your work will never go away. There will always be something to do. And it's up to you to also determine when you become overwhelmed with tasks that you delegate and hire someone to assist you. If you find that you are continuously behind on completing tasks, learning how to manage your time will usually solve most of this problem, which leads me to mistake number 9, having poor time management. There is no doubt you have a lot of things to do, and without establishing some type of schedule for yourself, you will feel like you're spinning your wheels, getting a lot of nothing completed. Make a schedule for doing your routine task and set aside time each day or week that you close your door and get rid of all interruptions. When you do get time to yourself, make sure you are spending it on tasks that are adding value to your business. If what you are spending your time on is small tasks that just keep you busy versus tasks and projects that grow your business will suffer. When you start something, say to yourself, is this a task that is moving my business forward or just keeping it running? Tasks that you do just to keep your business running can easily be delegated. Many people think that multitasking is a good thing, but in the eyes of efficiency, it is not. Doing more than one task at one time will take you longer to complete them all versus focusing on one until it's completed before you move to the next. And what I highly recommend is to make a schedule to include the tasks that are essential to the growth of your business. These areas are leadership, marketing, product development, and client fulfillment. Whether you are the one facilitating the work in these areas or not, they must be included in your weekly schedule in order to grow your business successfully. You can learn more about these areas of your business by joining my business retreat or taking my time management workshop. Mistake number 10, not taking a leadership role in your business. Your business is yours. It is not meant to be controlled by anyone else but you. Too many small business owners let their clients and employees run the show. When this happens, you are no longer the leader of your business. They are. Establishing boundaries, systems, policies, and an organized business puts you in the leadership position of your business. Clients' employees that are demanding or choosing to do what they want versus what you ask don't respect you and your business. When you decide to take the leadership role of your business, your confidence will grow in order to address any issue in business that comes your way. When you make the decision in your business to be the CEO, you are giving yourself permission to make your own mistakes, not anyone else's. And most of the time we know that what we should do in our business, we know, but we're just not listening, or we neglect to listen, because it's easier to listen to somebody else and give that responsibility to them versus you. Now, there's nothing wrong with asking other people questions or suggestions or what their thoughts are on what you should do in your business, but taking the role to choose what decision is best for your business is ultimately your choice. Don't let anyone else sway you in a different direction just because they feel it's a better choice and, you know, they think it's a better option versus what you're feeling in your gut as the leader of your business. Remember, you are the CEO of your business and your life, and it's up to you to demonstrate that. Mistake number 11, not pricing at your needs and value. Pricing your product or services at what meets your needs and establishes your value is key to having a business that supports you. I meet a lot of business owners that say they aren't in it for the money. This kind of mindset will leave you broke. I understand that you are doing it, you know, because you have a love and passion for what it is that you do and you don't want to charge people too much. You just want to help them, right? I mean, I understand that. I've been there. I get that. But that kind of mindset will eventually wear you out. You can only be broke and stressed out for a short period of time before you realize that that isn't working. Here's what I think about money. Money is the power to do. If you want to help others and share what it is that you do, you have to have money to act upon that. The saying that I tell business owners in this mindset is that you have to first make it before you can matter. Value your product or your service. Get paid for your time that you put into it. Then go out and spread the love. Secondly, stop comparing yourself to others. The last thing you need is to be the lowest price in town. What kind of client do you think this will attract? Is that who you want to work with? Keeping your prices low will not attract customers that value you and your product. Calculate the numbers. Are your expenses covered, and are you able to pay yourself enough to live off of? As your business grows, you should be able to pay yourself more. It is not uncommon for small business owners to go years without being paid. Many think that this is okay or normal. If this is you, I'm telling you that is not okay. Being an entrepreneur isn't supposed to leave you broke. The first 1 to 2 years may be where you struggle the most financially, but after that, you should see continual growth. Every time you improve your service by going to school or reaching years of experience, you should increase your prices. Think about the time that you put into learning what it is that you know. There's a tremendous value to that, and you should be paid for that. I mean, a good comparison is looking at lawyers and doctors, all the time and money that they put into educating themselves, and then in return, they get paid great salaries for that. And that is because they put that time in, and that is something that you should be paid for as well, is the amount of time that you have put into the service and product that you have developed. Mistake number 12. Not always looking for ways to improve. Continuous improvement is how organizations develop and enhance products and services by consistently looking for ways to improve how and what they do. The owner of a business should always review internal processes of products and services in an effort to identify improvement opportunities. Whether it's delivering a service to a customer or manufacturing a product, it is important to look for improvement opportunities at all times. The easiest way to know which areas need improvement are the areas that take up a lot of your time, customers complain about, or employees are making repetitive mistakes. Technology has made things easier in business, so consider using automation or computer programs for ways to improve. Mistake number 13, not positioning yourself as the expert. Today's world of buying is different than it used to be. Consumers are more informed and do not purchase until they have trust in you. So no matter what business you have, you can position yourself as an expert. To do this, you must educate. Whether you write a blog, make videos, write articles, give talks, or have a newsletter, educating is a must. Once a customer hears what you talk about, they will see you as the go-to person when they have questions or want to purchase. You wouldn't ask somebody to marry you on the first date, right? So use this in your business too. They're not going to purchase from you the first time that they meet you. You have to educate and get their trust in order for them to invest. So make it a regular practice to educate, and don't assume that your clients know that you are the one to solve their problems. When you position yourself as the expert on a repetitive basis, your name and product will be the first thing that pops in their head when they have a problem that your product or service meets. Mistake number 14, offering too many products or services. When you are small and first starting out, keep your product or service selection small. It will keep you from exerting energy in too many places. More products and services means more time, money, and energy for you, and usually confusion for your customers. Become the expert and be specialized rather than the jack of all trades in products and services. Your clients will see to it that they seek you for a specific problem, and you will be able to give 100% to them in return. As you grow and listen to your customers' needs, then add additional products or services that would enhance your business while sticking to your business vision. Mistake number 15, not investing in yourself and business. To reach your business goals, it is absolutely necessary to get training. By training, I mean business training. There's always something you can learn to better your business from someone who has been there and done that. You don't need to get more certificates or degrees to get more customers. You have to invest in learning how to grow your business. Not saying that furthering your skills isn't important, but when you choose to become a business person, furthering your skills as a business owner is more important than the additional skills that you feel you need to continue adding to your portfolio. It is very common for me to talk to small business owners that keep going to school for more and more degrees, certificates, etc., thinking that this is the only way to get more clients. Start with what is essential to establishing yourself as an expert in one area. If you find that you run into situations that require you to learn more of a particular area, then invest in more skill training later. Don't neglect your business training. Working with trainers who have been in the business world for years will prevent you from wasted time and money in your business. I can't stress enough about the importance of this area. Every successful business owner or athlete that you meet will tell you that they had a mentor, teacher, or coach that taught them what they know. I provide workshops and business retreats to help you further your business training with step-by-step clear instruction. Please consider looking at what I offer and make an investment in bettering yourself as a leader and to grow your business successfully. There you have it, 15 mistakes that small business owners make. If you can relate to some or all of these mistakes, I get it. I understand. I've been there too. But it is also because of some of these mistakes that I burned out, became overwhelmed, and lost the passion for my business. I don't want that for you. Maybe these may seem like small mistakes to you, but trust me, they will impact your business far more than you will ever know. If you enjoyed this CD and feel that someone you know would benefit from it, please pass it on or recommend a friend to go to my website to request a free copy. If you are looking for more information on how to simplify your business, you can also check out my 5 Actions of Simplicity download that is available on my website, along with my upcoming workshops and retreats. And don't forget about the Ideal Customer Worksheet that I mentioned as well in the Ideal Customer information, and that is going to be under the Tools tab on my website. You can find all of these at www.simplifywithjenny.com. Good luck to you and your business. Remember to keep it simple because small business doesn't have to be hard.
Thanks again for joining the Informer today. And please visit the banner board where you'll find businesses and opportunities to satisfy all of your business needs. Businesses such as Skin by Nature, all natural ingredients for natural skin care. And Gatto XL, introducing James, the coffee guy. You'll also find the Network University at the banner board, promoting your businesses around the web. You can also get your VIP access. Click the banner. Make wealth real. Banner number 4, at the board. The Tree of Knowledge is also represented. Discount ebooks. Banner number 5. Number 6, at the banner board, JMAC increases your daily income. visit J-Mac, click on his banner. Leads to move your business with Donna at the banner board, banner number 7. Also, Shirley introduces FireFan. Get in the game. Click banner number 8. Banner number 9. Darlene Witherspoon introduces Travels Unlimited for all your travel needs. Go to banner number 12 for your domain and websites. At banner number 14, Regina, coach, teacher, and speaker. Visit Regina in her banner. You can also increase your wealth with Uplum, banner number 16 at the banner board. You know, internet radio ads offer a fast track to success with your web business. And advertising on the Informer Business Topic radio show could be the engine to get started. The internet radio audience is growing thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior to streaming stations and easy access with many devices. Internet radio users are embracing internet radio on a growing number of devices, from PCs, smartphones, tablets, automobiles, and even Wi-Fi connected home appliances. You can join this traffic magnet. We'll create an ad for you and place it in our business topic show, The Informer.
Striving paradox. I remember when I was doing a lot of work as an independent consultant. When I first started out, I was starving for business. I wanted to get clients and close deals so badly that my prospects could feel it. I'm sure you've been in the presence of a pushy sales rep and you would agree you felt immediately repelled from that person. It happens in the dating world all the time when you see someone who is desperate to find a partner or long-term relationship. The new prospect immediately feels the neediness from this person, and it often turns them off once and for all. Going back to my consulting example, as I changed my approach and took the take-it-or-leave-it attitude where I literally separated myself from caring whether I got the deal or not, business started to flow. In fact, the less I cared about landing the deal, the easier it was to close. This is what I call goal-striving paradox. The more you want something, the more it feels like a real need for your life. And the more you need it, the more you focus on its absence or a sense of lack. A perpetual state of striving is really what it is. In many cases, you may actually start feeling terrible about the goal because your happiness is now contingent on you achieving this thing. And the longer it takes, the more concerned you become. The trick for bringing your goals into reality is to remove this striving factor. Instead of setting a goal where the if-then mentality of if I achieve this thing, then I'll be happy, you set your goal from a place of detachment. You reach the goal, great, and if not, that's cool too. I'm not saying you remove your desire to improve the results in your life. What I am saying is that you set your goals and then you focus on your goals daily from the perspective of already being happy, appreciative, and content with where you are today. This is quite easy to do. Look at your life right now and take note of all the good things you have going on. It could be your happy family, supportive friends, the recent recovery from an illness of a loved one, the healthy meals you're able to eat on a daily basis, your own health. You might also want to make a list of all your previous accomplishments. What are some things you've already achieved that you can dwell on and feel awesome about? Staying in that zone, you can then work passionately towards your new goals. Instead of needing this goal like a pushy sales rep needs your deal, you simply focus on your new goal. It will arrive in due time to reinforce the feeling of success that you have already created in your own mind. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it informative. Visit the website, worldmarketingassociation.biz. That's www.worldmarketingassociation.biz. Register with the World Marketing Association at no cost and enjoy many assistance programs to aid in business development. And visit the banner board at the website, worldmarketingassociation.biz.